On the show today, we have CUNA's Manager of Small Credit Union Initiatives, Tom Sakash, talking about their new report, The State of Small Credit Unions Today. Lots and lots of great takeaways in this one, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Tom Sakash, one of the best names in the business still, from CUNA. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Hey, just released a new report there at CUNA and it's called The State of Small Credit Unions Today. And I am pretty anxious to hear about this one because there's so many things going on with smaller credit unions today, you know, mergers and consolidation, all that type of stuff. But gosh, they're the backbone of our industry, basically. So, and it's so important that we stay on top of this and help these folks out and wherever they need help. So I'm going to start out with a big bomb question here. What is the state of small credit unions today, Tom?
Wow, that is it. That is a big question to ask to start us off here. Yeah, you know, when I think about small credit unions, which is my day job, you know, is to think about small credit unions and to think about the ways that we can help them survive and thrive because they are so important, as you mentioned. I think about the people, you know, the state of small credit unions and their future and their viability is going to hinge on people. You know, we talk about, in the report, we talk about all the different challenges that they were facing last year, because that's when the report was authored. But one thing we didn't cover was the talent gap that I think a lot of credit unions are facing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really pinching small credit unions at every single level of the organization, from frontline to CEO. And so, you know, that's kind of the immediate need for small credit unions is how can they get folks interested in working for their organizations, so that they can create that pipeline for talent that they sorely need.
Yeah.
But I think on the positive side, you know, there are so many great people working for small credit unions and leading these organizations. I don't know if I've shared with you in the past, Mike, but I used to be a newspaper reporter in California and Silicon Valley. And I covered, you know, tech and business and politics. And, you know, I met some really brilliant people and some amazing people that have accomplished a lot of stuff in their life. And when I think about the leaders of small credit unions and how blown away I am when I hear about the work that they do, just to keep the doors open every day, the regulatory burden, the new technologies that they have to keep up with, serving members in impactful ways, just the breadth and complexity of their jobs, their day-to-day jobs, and the fact that they can pull it off and do it so well, I feel like there's no one on par, you know, in any industry than the leader of a small credit union. I mean that honestly and sincerely. These people are brilliant and they're so locally focused and mission focused. It's just really, it's easy for me to go to work every day to help those folks because they're really amazing. And so, you know, the report, you know, as you asked about outlining the state of small credit unions, there's a lot of stuff in there about technology and member growth and loan growth. And it's really comprehensive, and it should give anyone who reads it a really good understanding of what life is like at a small credit union and the support that they need to thrive into the future. But it does come down to people. You know, do they have the people in place? And if they do already, you know, how can we support them as they lead their credit unions into the future?
Yeah, I didn't even think about the talent aspect of it because, I mean, we're all thinking about the obvious, the mergers, the consolidation, that type of stuff, and how they're keeping up with fintech, all that stuff. But gosh, the talent, it's like, oh my gosh, that's one of the most important ingredients of success right there. And so, yeah, I could imagine the challenge of attracting top people to a smaller credit. And you mentioned how brilliant and dedicated a lot of these folks, most, if not all of them, and they're not only leading credit union, but they're wearing so many hats as well. You know, they're not doing just one job, they're doing multiple jobs at these credit unions because the staffing, you know, they don't have the resources to do the stuff that the other folks, their bigger brothers and sisters have. So yeah, I totally get what you're saying. And again, these people are amazing, and that's an understatement of the century. So yeah, so I get it. Yep. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. So I'm so glad that this report came out. So what, I mean, so aside from talent, what are some of the other challenges that that they're facing that folks might go, maybe we can help out in that area?
Yeah. I think the two that come to mind from the report are technology and board engagement and leadership. Okay. you know, we talked about talent, and I think that also sort of bleeds into the board side of things. I think when we find commonalities among successful small credit unions, one of those commonalities is a really engaged and forward-thinking board, a board that is willing to think outside the box, try new things, try new markets, new niches, because that's what a small credit union these days has to do to be successful. It can't be all things to all people.
Yep.
And it needs a really innovative board to kind of map out a strategy for how they can be relevant to a very specific group. So that's a big one, but the technology piece certainly is a hard nut to crack for small credit unions, because oftentimes it comes down to resources. It comes down to the financial resources, certainly, but also the people resources. So having the know-how on how to execute implementing this technology, and also having just the people power to maintain the technology once it's up and running, the credit union. That's another thing that the committee really highlighted, is that there's sort of a whole life cycle of technology that you need resources for. And resources are something that small credit unions don't have a lot of. And so it becomes really hard. And so I think that there are ways that credit unions can work together to access technology. We've talked about buyers groups and having credit unions sort of band together, aggregate their scale so that they can access and implement some of this technology that they wouldn't be able to do on their own. Mm-hmm. And we're exploring some ways that, you know, we could support creating sort of these types of buyers groups, but it will definitely take industry support, you know, stakeholders from across the movement to get something like that done, because it's complicated. It's really complicated. But we kind of think that if that's an area we can make an impact and provide support, that would be a big deal, obviously, for small credit unions, because technology is where the industry is going.
Yeah, exactly. And from what I've heard over the years, that technology is the where it levels the playing field. You know, it doesn't matter how big or small you are, it really levels things out, and it gets you in the game to play, so to speak. So yeah, that's, I mean, at least from my point of view, that's how significant technology is today, because that's kind of what's making the world go round. And we saw it, how much it affected us, you know, the last, you know, 15, 18 months, you know, or in 2020 rather. So how vital it was. So yeah, totally get what you're saying here. Let's look at some good news here, though. There's also, the report also found that 53% of small credit union CEOs are female. Wow, that's fantastic, compared to 23% of the CEOs at larger credit unions. So what does this say about the small credit union movement that they're hiring some talented women out there?
Yeah, it's a great phenomenon. You know, it's definitely something that we can put as a feather in our cap as an industry, without a doubt. And yes, you do see a higher percentage of CEOs of smaller credit unions as women, and that's really an amazing thing. I host some industry events for small credit unions, and I'll take it a step further that, you know, often 75%, 80% of the folks who attend those events are women too. And I don't know why that is. I think there are a lot of reasons for it, and I could venture some guesses, but I'm not totally sure. And it's one of the more common questions that we've got from this report. Why is that? Why is this happening? And we don't have a great answer yet, but Samira Salem, you know, our VP of BEI at CUNA, she's actually going to start doing some research into that.
Oh, cool.
So that we can grow that percentage, not just at the smaller asset size, but at all asset sizes. And I think we'll get there, especially with Samira's leadership. You know, I think we'll start seeing greater representation of women CEOs at all asset sizes, and hopefully small credit unions can sort of show by example how to get that.
Oh, no doubt. And I see that trend percolating to the bigger credit unions as well, because I mean, a lot of folks when they start, and you know this as well, is that a lot of folks when they start their leadership, they go to smaller credit unions and then they kind of move up. So I kind of see that trend moving up, which is a really good sign for our industry for sure. So another thing that you guys discovered is that the cost of doing business as a small credit union continued to be lopsided as it relates to compliance and regulatory burden. So we touched on that a little bit at the very top, but can you expand on that one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it goes back to the people power question and issue. And so one of the things that we feature in the report is a comparison, a side-by-side comparison between credit unions under 100 million in assets and credit unions over 100 million in assets. And the typical credit union under 100 has 7 employees, and the typical credit union over 100 has 170 employees.
Whoa.
And so look at the difference in scale there. Yeah. And so if a new law is added, if a regulation changes, the amount of resources that a credit union under 100 million in assets has is just less. And so it takes them a bigger chunk of their time mm-hmm. as an organization to comply, to change policies, to change processes, anything that's required by that law or regulation compared with a larger credit union. And so most of the time, there are often carve-outs for smaller shops for different regulations and laws, but most of the time, the laws are just passed with, you know, sort of irrespective of the asset size. Yet, we see, as we highlight in the report, that credit unions under 100 million in assets saw their compliance burden costs grow by 5% compared to, you know, just, I think, a little over 2% for the rest of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just comes down to time and people power.
Sure. Yeah, that's what it is. Gosh, it keeps coming back to people. mm-hmm. There's a theme, yes. Tom. There's a theme.
Yeah, that's right.
Tapped into here. So, hey, also the report also found that the rising cost of providing healthcare to employees at small credit unions has created a significant budget constraint. Can you talk about this too? What's going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it comes down to people again and the numbers, because a small credit union with fewer employees, they don't have the scale to drive down the costs of providing healthcare, right? So there's that issue. But the other issue is that if you can't provide really competitive benefits and healthcare plans for really top talent, you're going to lose out on those folks, right? I mean, they're looking for not only good pay, but also good benefits for their family. And if you can't offer that, that hurts you from talent standpoint too. So there are a lot of reasons why, you know, it's important that we look at this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a small credit union issue. I think we talk about that in the report as well. You know, I think all credit unions struggle with the cost of healthcare. All of us as Americans are struggling with the cost of healthcare. And I think there are opportunities for collaboration that credit unions could explore. We're doing work at CSS, our partners at CUNA Strategic Services, with a company mm-hmm. called Interlutions
mm-hmm.
That is working to try to achieve economies of scale with credit unions. Some state leagues also have gone into the space as well and have done really great work to try to band credit unions together to drive down those costs. But I think we do more. You know, we as a movement are in a war for talent, and this is a big part of that war. This is a battle in that war. And if we can combine our resources and really try to address this issue, we can make a big impact.
Yeah, sure. I agree. Yeah, totally agree with there. I kind of look at it as the fintech issue as well, because we got to kind of come together and collaborate in order to compete with the bigger folks out there. Same thing with the healthcare. Let's come together and collaborate so we can use that tool effectively as well. So what is the, I'm kind of looking at the 64,000 foot picture here. What is the significance of these findings that you guys discovered here?
I think for me, you know, there's maybe a misconception out there that smaller credit unions are going away. And you have the numbers that are reported in the trade press about the number of mergers that have happened, and that our total number of credit unions seems to shrink every year. And I think it's hard to ignore that. But at the same time, for every credit union that maybe goes away, there's another credit union that has found a really effective strategy for growth, and that will be relevant into the future, is mm-hmm. sort of laying that foundation for relevance into the future. And I think one thing I would encourage folks who have read the report or listening to this interview and are interested in small credit unions to really think about are the positive examples and the positive things that are happening in small mm-hmm. credit unions. You know, we can point to so many great you know, new things that small credit unions are doing, new innovative products, loan products, new markets that are being completely underserved that they're entering. You know, that type of innovation is really amazing. And, you know, we should champion that and celebrate that.
Oh, completely.
And, you know, there's just so much positive stuff happening in small credit unions. Let's focus on those things. And
I agree.
Not necessarily those unfortunate examples of credit unions that are going away.
Well, and there's so many tools out there that smaller credit unions can use. I keep using Linda Bodie's Elements Federal Credit Union in West Virginia. She is the master at leveraging QSOs or some sort of cool technology tool, and they're a smaller credit union, and they're fine with that, but they really leverage these other tools to their fullest, and they're very good at it, and they're a very successful credit union. So I keep going back to her, using her as an example of what smaller credit unions, how they can succeed. You don't have to be, a one gazillion billion dollar credit union out there to succeed. I mean, you can be a smaller credit union and do very, very well, right?
Absolutely. So Linda is a member of the CUNA Small Credit Union Committee. And so we've had a lot of conversations, and she shared the things that they've done at Element that have really been successful. And we actually held a webinar series that ended in April for small credit unions. And the last session of that series featured members of the committee and kind of some of the things that they do successfully. And Linda was the last person to speak. And so in effect was kind of the last person to speak over the course of a few months of this webinar series. And I think that she said that maybe the most powerful thing throughout the course of that series. And her comment was basically, we may be a small credit union, but through partnering with CUSOs and other business partners, there is nothing that we can't do. And after she said that, I think what I said was, I hope that every small credit union across the country hears that message, because it's true, and it can mean the difference between, you emerging and just thinking, this is the end of our organization, or you evolving into your future state of success. Yeah. It was just so powerful. And yeah, she is a great leader.
It's very inspiring what they've done. And there's plenty more out there as well that are doing some amazing work, but it's just really, I keep bringing her up because she's just a great, like you said, she's such a great leader. So, all right. So let's get back to the report here. So where can folks find, I know we just kind of scratched the surface here, Tom, but where can folks go to discover more details on this report? Because I think this is some fantastic information that not only small credit unions can use, but larger ones can use as well to kind of maybe even adopt into their business processes or even help out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're a small credit union or a credit union under 120 million in assets, you can find the report on the Small Credit Union Community. So go to cuna.org/smallcu and log into the community. Sign up for the Daily Digest and you'll find the report in there. Uh-huh. And you can also find it at news.cuna.org, where we have an article that talks about the release of the white paper.
Good deal. Yeah. And it's all over the news as well. I found the story in CU Times this morning, and it's all over. It's everywhere. So you guys are doing a good job getting the word out there. So we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do. Anything else to wrap up, Tom? Any final thoughts here?
No, just want to say thanks for having me on, Mike. It's good to see you after all this time. Yeah. And hopefully we see each other in person in DC in a couple of months here.
Look forward to that.
If everything goes to plan. So
indeed. Yeah. And I have to apologize about my weird lighting. The sun is coming through, so I apologize for my weird lighting going on. It's that time of the day where the sun wants to make an appearance as well. But anyway, the content was great, Tom. So thank you so much. Appreciate all the hard work that you guys do. It's fantastic work and very inspiring. And keep up the good work, all right?
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.